Try Gremlins. Try Gremlins. A funny thing happened on the way to Dane Allred. I like being a father. It's a really fun job most of the time. But even when you're in the middle of hard times, you're still glad to be a dad. The old saying is true. Children are a poor man's wealth. I would argue you don't have to be poor to appreciate the riches children can bring, but I'm not the world's best dad. When we first had children, I was more interested in playing video games than bringing home formula for the baby. Well, it's a true story. It doesn't make me very proud, but I have tried to be a better father since then. My wife and I are truly blessed to both be school teachers, especially since we had the same vacation days as our children, and it meant we could not only spend some quality time with each other, but we could find some quantity time as well. I have a sense of humor, which is sometimes at the expense of the kids. They like my dad humor, even though it's usually something stupid. For example, to keep myself entertained while driving, I like to reinterpret the road signs. If the road sign says, shoulder work, I usually rotate my shoulder around and say out loud to no one in particular, yes. As in, yes, my shoulder is working fine and I appreciate the state being interested in my health. I take it personally when I'm driving down the road and I see the sign ahead that says dip. I feel sorry for the person standing on the side of the road after I see the sign next to him dip ahead. You know, when I see the sign, slow children playing, I mean, slow children playing, I regard it as a cruel statement about somebody's kids, and I especially feel bad when those kids learn to read and have to be confronted with that sign the rest of their lives. So, after a little sample of my dad humor, the following story will make some more sense. If you remember the movie Gremlins, there's a character in the show called Stripe. This movie's actually basically about how gremlins can wreak havoc on a town. This cute gremlin is Gizmo, but if you violate the rules about giving him water, food after midnight, or exposing him to bright light, then Gizmo multiplies into mischievous and dangerous gremlins, including the vicious Stripe. I highly recommend the show if you haven't seen it. Of course, my oldest daughter saw the show with us when she was 3 years old. She was terrified, but soon the toy shelves were crowded with little stuffed gremlins for parents to shower on their overindulged children. I was in my 20s and not the richest dad in town, so there was no way I was going to buy one of these overpriced items for my kids, but that didn't stop me from playing with it at the store. I did remember how frightened my daughter had been when she watched Gremlins, especially of that wicked gremlin called Stripe. Speaking of surprise, I'll bet you can see where this is going. So there we were shopping in the store, filled with thousands of items no kid ever really needs, but somehow they can convince you they can't live without it. Usually a tantrum or two is thrown in the store that boosts the sales and makes the clerks happy. I looked at the price tag for Stripe. I knew there was no way this stuffed animal was going home with us, but it doesn't mean I can't create a permanently scarring memory for my daughter. She's just around the corner from me. She hasn't seen the stuffed gremlins yet. This is the same daughter who complained when she got the Snuggles Bear from the fabric softener commercial. She looked at the stuffed animal and turned to us and said, it doesn't talk. So let's just say she's still in the age bracket where toys should be alive. I grab Stripe by the back of his neck and get ready for the surprise. She looks trustingly up at her loving father, and what does he do? I jabbed a Stripe in her face, and I'm sure I growled or did something stupid like that. Of course, she begins to scream and continues screaming as she turns and runs right out of the store. Luckily, my wife is standing nearby, and after she gives me a dirty look, she runs after our firstborn and catches up with her halfway across the mall. What am I doing this whole time? I am paralyzed with laughter. I put Stripe back and continue to pay for this moment of idiocy even today. I reminded my wife of the story this weekend, and she called me a jerk. I like being a father, even though sometimes I am a jerk.